Hi, Dharma friends, Gary here. Welcome back to Weekly Wasan, a podcast of the American Buddhist Studies Center. In this podcast, you can listen to the Wasan verses of Shinran Shonin, the founder of the Jodo Shinshu School of Buddhism. This is episode number 43. In today's episode, we continue with five more gathas or hymns by Shinran, on Master Genku, also known as Master Honen. Honen is the seventh master in the line of masters upon which Shinran bases his understanding of the Buddha Dharma. He lived in Japan from 1133 to 1212 of the Common Era, and he was Shinran's personal teacher. Shinran so revered Honen that he associates him with prior masters like Tao Cho and Shan Dao, and even with Mahasamaprapta, the Bodhisattva of Wisdom, and Amida Buddha himself. Shinran's language, even in this translation, is such that we get the impression he is not merely comparing Honen to these beings, but that they were actually manifesting through the person of Honen in the Japan of his time. And that is how Shinran thinks we should regard Honen also. So that's something to think about. So let's begin. As before, I will read each verse three times. Let's listen to the words of Shinran, even if only in translation, just as our Shin Buddhist ancestors did. Koso Wasan, Hymns of the Pure Land Masters, by Gutoku Shinran. Master Genku or Honen. 20 hymns based on his writings and biography. Number 103. The supreme virtues of Genku's wisdom and practice were such that even the teachers of the various schools of the Path of the Sages all turned to him for guidance and revered him as master of the diamond-like precepts embodied in the one mind. Number 103. The supreme virtues of Genku's wisdom and practice were such that even the teachers in the various schools of the Path of the Sages all turned to him for guidance and revered him as master of the diamond-like precepts embodied in the one mind. Shinran's notes. Teachers in the various schools. Genku's teachers in the Path of the Sages later all turned to him for guidance. And again, the teachers of the various schools all became Genku's disciples. Number 104. When Genku was alive, he emanated a golden light, which the chancellor, an ordained layman, saw before him. Number 104. When Genku was alive, he emanated a golden light, which the chancellor, an ordained layman, saw before him. Shinran's note. Chancellor. The regent Kanazane, the Kanpaku, the Lord Tsukinoa, whose Buddhist name was Ensho. Number 105. It was said among the people that the original state of our teacher Genku was Master Tao Cho, or again, Master Shan Dao. Number 105. It was said among the people that the original state of our teacher Genku was Master Tao Cho, or again, Master Shan Dao. Number 106. Genku appeared as Mahasamaprapta and also as Amida. Emperors and ministers venerated him, and the ordinary people in the capital and the countryside revered him. Number 106. Genku appeared as Mahatsamaprapta and also as Amida. Emperors and ministers venerated him, and ordinary people in the capital and the countryside revered him. Number 107. The ordained retired emperor of the Jokyu era revered our teacher Genku. Monks of Shakyamuni's tradition and the scholars of the Chinese classics all alike awakened to and entered the true Pure Land way. Number 107. The ordained retired emperor of the Jokyu era revered our teacher Genku. Monks of Shakyamuni's tradition and scholars of the Chinese classics all alike awakened to and entered the Pure Land way. Shinran's note. Retired emperor. Gotokakura in. So from the top. Koso Wasan, Hymns of the Pure Land Masters by Gotoku Shinran. Master Genku, Honen. 20 hymns based on his writings and biography. Number 103. The supreme virtues of Genku's wisdom and practice were such that even the teachers in the various schools of the path of the sages all turned to him for guidance and revered him as master of the diamond-like precepts embodied in the one mind. Number 104. When Genku was alive, he emanated a golden light, which the chancellor, an ordained layman, saw before him. Number 105. It was said among the people that the original state of our teacher Genku was Master Tao Cho, or again, Master Shan Dao. Number 106. Genku appeared as Mahatsamaprapta and also as Amida. Emperors and ministers venerated him, and ordinary people in the capital and countryside revered him. Number 107. The ordained retired emperor of the Jokyu era revered our teacher Genku. Monks of Shakyamuni's tradition and scholars of the Chinese classics all alike awakened to and entered the true Pure Land way. So those are our Wasan for this week. Hope you enjoyed them and that you will be back again next time when we will do 5 more Wasan on Master Genku. And until then, please be well. Always saying with Master Genku and all the other masters and Master Shinran, Namu Amida Butsu, Namu Amida Butsu, Namu Amida Butsu, Namu Amida Butsu, Namu Amida Butsu.